This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Talking about songs that changed America, and also a little bit of talking about songs that changed you, because you are America. There are things that you heard through music that made you come to age about something. Maybe it was a breakup, and you learned how to survive because of it, or whatever. But it did touch you in some way, but there are songs that are iconic for whatever reason, and there are people who've, you know, maybe they're smarter than we are, that say, here are the songs that matter to us. And one, I'm gonna go personal for just a second. I want to play a clip of a song that I told you made me start listening to lyrics. And part of it was this introspection of figuring out, you know, why was I detached in relationships with respect to, you know, losing my mom and this ability to walk away quickly. And I'm not going to tell you this was a song that did it, but I'm telling you is this was one of the realizations where I thought, man, this is a guy, he's having a discussion with love. And the lyrics are, love, where are you going? You know, when do we reach the promise on the horizon? Anyway, I forget the whole lyrics of it, but you'll hear it. And this is Kenny Loggins, who is one of my favorite singer-songwriters. But I talked about what he says in those lyrics. Out on the horizon, out on the sunset, I was invited to come out and play a while with magic and move a mountain. How does anyone ever capture the sun? Is the eagle ever truly tamed? Given just a little time, I know that you'll find a way. And he's having a conversation with love. It's such a beautiful lyric. Anyway, enough of me talking about it. Here it is, and then we're going to talk about these other iconic songs that I think are going to elicit some certain emotions in you. And what's fun about this particular broadcast to me today is that that's what I want, is I want us to really delve into what's good about the world and how we make our statements. And how it used to be, you know, we closed the previous hour with Helen Reddy and I Am Woman. I want to come back to that. But when she talked about I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, and Numbers Too Big to Ignore, and I Won't Go Back or whatever to Pretend or something like that. I forget all the lyrics, but I knew them at the time. So, but think about what she was saying. It was a height of the feminist movement where women were saying, look, we're not going to be ignored. We want to have a seat at the table, and they deserved it. That was when things mattered. Now we do things for the silliest of reasons. George Floyd has a statue, for goodness sake. While we tear down one, you know, somebody else's statue, we put up a statue of a thug. This is a crazy, crazy world. Anyway, here's Kenny Loggins.
Where are we going? When do we reach the promise on the horizon? Out on the ocean, under a sunset, I was invited to come out and play a while with magic to move a mountain. Has anyone capture the sun? Is the eagle ever truly tamed? Given just a little time, I know that you'll find a way. And I would do anything for you. Give up the world that made me and take you away. I swear from now on, I trust in my heart.
As I mentioned, folks, personal favorite of mine, personal favorite artist as well. And in fact, I may even play a song written by a friend of ours, Melissa and I. And ironically, when we met, one of us, we were both listening to this particular artist's song, and he's an acquaintance of ours. And we actually spent some time with him not too long ago. So anyway, I want to get back on track here. And I mentioned Helen Reddy. I want to play a little bit of her song. As a reminder, I know people probably know it, and I might sing a few bars of it. No, I'm kidding. But I want to remind you of it. But it was an important song of the time. And I'll tell you what they said about this particular song and why it made the list. And I agree with them, by the way. I think that it should be on the list.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend. Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor.
What a great song. Penned during the peak of the women's liberation movement in America in the early 1970s, Helen Reddy was moved to write I Am Woman when she couldn't find any other song that spoke in an empowered way about it, what it meant to be a woman. And I want you to contrast that today with the idea that they can't even define woman at this point. I mean, we've gone from this empowerment song, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom born of pain. Yes, I've paid the price, but look how much I've gained. I am happy. I can do anything. I am strong. I am invincible. I am, what was that word? God. And it was an anthem for the feminist movement. And, again, I wasn't a lyricist, but I knew every lyric to that song and still do. I mean, when you talk about being in your muscle memory, I still remember the words of that song for the most part. I never knew all the words completely, but I knew most of it. And my grandparents, if they were alive today, they would tell you, man, we'd be on a road trip. I'd be belting that song out like I was gay, like I was Liberace. Oh, it says a song called caught the culture's attention in a powerful way, topping the charts and asserting itself as an anthem of what it meant, or what it means, rather, to believe in yourself. And it's funny because even though the song, I'm only speaking personally, the song was written about women, I still felt the empowered, I don't know, the vibe of it, even as a young boy. I felt it. And, you know, coming up in the 60s, you can probably imagine that there would be some correlation to it with respect to the black condition and the woman condition. We come back, we're going to cover a lot of songs this hour. Hope you're enjoying the show. This is a fun one for me. Keep it here, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So we're up to the women's movement. And there's no chronological order we're going in here, but we're up to the women's movement. Talked about Helen Reddy, I'm Woman, Hear Me Roar, Numbers Too Big to Ignore, etc. And I'm sure there are a lot of ladies listening to the program. That was an anthem for you. Well, here's another anthem, but this one, and I'm curious what you think the impact was, because it's a song by Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. And part of me, Gloria Gaynor was a black woman, in case you didn't know that. And she writes a song about, I guess she got left by a guy, and then he comes back. And she's like, what are you doing here? I don't need you anymore. I don't, you know, I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave the cave, you know. And anyway, welcome, Kevin Jackson's, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. But she's saying, I don't need you. But, and here's reason why I told you she was black is, I think black women bought into the feminist movement more than white women did. And so, this is where I want to think about the impact of this. So you've got black women who bought into the feminist movement, brought government into their lives, separated from men. And by the way, the government was instrumental in saying, you don't need that man. We'll take care of you. And so, and not keeping in mind that if you've got a bad guy, to Gloria Gaynor's point, she will survive. She doesn't need you. So there's a part of me that says, way to go, lady. And if black women had taken this anthem, if you will, and said, you know, we don't need these, you know, jive time. We just call them jive turkeys. We don't need these jive Negroes in our lives that just want to make, not be fathers, make babies and move on. If that movement hadn't occurred, that song is a lot less needed, because you got to understand, the black woman took care of her household. There's just not I'm not trying to be racial about it. I don't want to offend anybody else, but a black woman worked her butt off during the day, came home, took care of her man and her kids in the evening. That was the repetitive process of being a black woman. There's a woman in America who should be able to say, I'm going to take a break. It is the black woman. Kevin Jackson, again, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So here's Gloria Gaynor, and I'm only playing a piece of these songs, because if I played the whole song, it would eat up everything. But I got to tell you, the spirit in which she sings this song, I don't know if she wrote it, but she probably did. And the guy who left her, he's hating that he did that, because he put the spirit of something into this woman where she said, I will survive. But I think it's more than just an anthem of survival of a relationship. I think people saw it as, I will survive whatever you bring my way. And I love it for that reason. The same way I talked earlier about Helen Reddy's song, I Am Woman. I didn't think of it. I am woman. I am black. I am a kid. I am whatever you say that you're trying to make me feel less than, I am above it. And I feel the same way with Gloria Gaynor. Here's her, a little piece of her singing, I Will Survive. As I listen to that, you can't help but like get up and want to do a little I will survive. What a great song, though. You know what I mean? I will survive. And again, you could apply that to everything. But I don't know. Are there anthem songs today? Probably. Yeah, there are people talking about domestic violence or war in Ukraine or who knows. But it's a product of who you are at what time. But I hear these songs and I think to myself, I feel empowered. I hear these songs today and I think, man, y'all are tripping. Yeah, you don't understand the strife. I'm not saying that there aren't atrocities going on in the world and people should be writing about those, but it felt more real during that time. And maybe it's just a product of that being my period of when I grew up and what was most impactful to me, I guess. But I think a lot of you feel the same. I think it's when I look at the plight of blacks in the 1960s and 70s when Marvin Gaye and people were singing these, quote, protest songs and Edwin Starr sang War, and we'll talk about those here in a bit. It was a legitimate reason. Why am I fighting for a country that doesn't even like me, that treats me like crap? That's a legitimate thing. Every black man who served in pre-Vietnam War has every reason to question that. Why would I go to battle for this country, you know, when I'm still oppressed? And we did it. And you know what? History should remember. That's what history should be touting. Look at what these men were willing to do, even though they were being... That's why I have so much respect for the Joe Louises, the Jesse Owenses, the Jackie Robinsons of the world, is they did these things in spite of how they were treated. And now we get handed a world. I'm talking about blacks in general, but certainly black men. We get handed a world where we were taught how to do it the right way. The Nat King Coles. Think about how classy he was. The Sidney Poitiers. Mentioned the Jackie Robinsons and people like that. They've represented black folks in a way that, quite frankly, anybody would be proud to be represented. And I feel like it's been squandered. Young black men committing more crimes than anybody. We talk about war, Edwin Starr, war, Marvin Gaye, what's going on? What's going on? Police brutality? Really? Come on, talk to me so you can see what's going on. I tell you what's going on, Marvin. We have lost our minds. We're not living up to what you guys recognize and fought so hard for. It's disappointing. Anyway, I want to turn this into that because I also want us to enjoy the music of it all. And here's the other thing. I'd be curious, what is that catalyst song for you? What is that something that evoked whatever the emotion was? And was it political? What changed your mind about something? I remember the song that changed my mind about rock and roll. You want to know what it was? It was a song by a group called Living Color, a black rock and roll group, and they sang a song called Love Rears Its Ugly Head. And that was when I went, boy, brothers, if we were doing rock and roll, I'd be listening to rock and roll. Great song. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The FBI and Denver Police Department looking into threats that were made against the Colorado Supreme Court justices who made the decision to not allow former President Trump on the ballot for next year's presidential election. A harsh critic of the Kremlin located alive and well at a remote prison in Siberia, 2 weeks since losing contact with his lawyers. A spokesperson for Alexei Navalny posted on X that his lawyer visited him yesterday. The fighting continuing in Gaza, despite the Christmas holiday having come and gone, Israel intensifying its attack on Hamas, including airstrikes. At least someone had a white Christmas. Too much, in fact. Blizzard-like conditions have been walloping the plains and upper Midwest of the U.S. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I mentioned the song that got me listening to rock and roll differently. Between that and Aerosmith's Walk This Way, those are the two songs that made me go, there's something to this rock thing. Anyway, here's Love Rears Its Ugly Head, a piece of it by a group called Living Color, black group. And if you told me these dudes were black because of the music, I would have been like, nah, that's some white boys. But anyway, then we'll go back to iconic songs that changed America. And you're going to have a few more to add to the list. Maybe we'll do another show like this.
I always thought that our relationship was new. You played the role of having sense. I always played the fool. Now something's different. I don't know the reason why. Whenever we separate, I almost wanna cry.
I think part of the reason why that song means more to me than it may mean to the average person listening to it is I grew up where there was black music and white music. Rock and roll was white music. It's funny. I'll be jamming to some white band and I'm going, wow. I'll give you a good example. Who is it? Def Leppard. I actually like Def Leppard. But when I would hear somebody go, oh man, I'm a big Def Leppard fan. Oh, there's that white music. But then I heard their songs and I was like, I remember liking that song. Queen is another band. I love Queen. But, you know, at the time, I just blocked it out. It took one of my best friends, he's passed away, when we were in military school, it took him practically pinning me down to make me listen to Queen, and then he played Another One Bites the Dust, Another One Bites the Dust, hey, and it was like, well, that Michael Jackson could have sung that song, but it was Freddie Mercury, and I remember thinking, who is this group? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Music changes us. And that's why I think we hold musicians and entertainers in such high esteem is we're like, if you can connect with me at that level, there's got to be something good in you, right? But that's not always true. And I think the bigger issue to me is, what's good in us? There's a lot that's so good in us, and we aren't eliciting that stuff. We're not bringing that stuff out. I don't tell you we scoff at the arts, but if somebody says, Kevin, we're going to give $1 billion to PBS, my answer is why? And let me tell you why I don't want to give money, government money to finance or, you know, do things like that. It's because I think it gets squandered. I think that the creativity comes in the person expressing themselves. Whatever angst that I have built up around what I've witnessed over my far too many decades is what is the pain of my existence or the joy of my existence or whatever it may be. The government shouldn't filter that. If that comes to me, that's why, quite frankly, we love that the FlickFest, which is our movie streaming service, is an inspirational thing. When we can green light a film, tell somebody, we want to give you a certain amount of money to go create, and here's the concept, and they come back with something cool. That's direct to the source. That's like a farmer saying, you're hungry? Yeah, what are you feeling like? Oh, I'd love a nice piece of fruit. And he goes and, you know, takes a tomato, a red ripened heirloom tomato off the vine, and you bite into it and think you've bitten into a watermelon. Or have you ever had cantaloupe? I'm talking about picked right off the vine. You cut it open, take out the seeds. The flavor of that versus what you get in the supermarket is so dramatically different. You don't even know what a cantaloupe tastes like if you haven't done that. Or a honeydew. We've grown all that, and I've opened it right in the garden. And people don't get it. That's the freshness, folks, of everything that we do. We are prepping this. Everything that we are doing as conservatives, we are prepping it right here in front of you. It is tableside. We've literally, you've gone outside with us, say, pick that fruit. You know how they go, pick your lobster. You're picking your fruit. You're picking your piece of what I do. And we're prepping it right here in front of you. It doesn't get any more raw. It doesn't get any more real. And I think that's why I can make that transition together. I want to move on because we'll run out of time here, but I don't know if you're going to agree on this song, Blowing in the Wind. I'm not a big fan of Bob Dylan, but here's what they write. With its verses full of earnest questions, only to have the mystical refrain echo back, the answer is blowing in the wind. This Dylan song was just general enough that many causes picked up its pro-freedom mantle. From anti-war protests to civil rights movement, Hollywood films to textbooks, Blowing in the Wind skyrocketed the young troubadour to a timeless voice. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. I'm not a Dylan fan, but maybe, and I don't know all the lyrics to that, but if it did do that, and I'm sure it did, I want you to think about it now. What are we? We're the ones protesting this stuff. We're the anti-war people. We're the ones fighting for the civil rights of white folks. And the civil rights of just conservatives. And the civil rights of Christians. Yeah, the answer is blowing in the wind. So I don't want to play it because, I'm not a Dylan fan. But I, the anti-war thing does get me thinking about my... And I think some of you know this. This was the first record I ever bought. I saved up money working, and my brother said to me, my older brother and some cousins said, hey, we're going to go to the record store, and everybody couldn't go. So they said, do y'all want to buy something? I was like, I don't know, what do I want to buy? Because it was the Earth, Wind, and Fire was all different stuff, and people like, yeah, give me this, give me that, give me this. And I remember going, just give me a War. And I bought it. It was a 45. That was the first record I ever purchased. I didn't buy it myself, but my brother bought it. I paid for it. And he brought it back. War, Edwin Starr. I want to play that because it was funny because I listened to it when I was a kid, but now that I am an adult and I'm listening to it differently, it sounds so much different and actually so much better than it did when I listened to it as a kid. Good God, y'all.
I love the way he does that growl. Nothing, say it again. I never knew he had that kind of a voice. And what was funny, I never really looked at what this guy looked like. How do you have somebody's voice look versus what it sounds like? But, and I can't say that he didn't look like he'd sing like this, but there's so much intensity in this song, and it just makes me, it just does something to me. And it's funny that I have more of an appreciation for it now than I did when I was a kid, and more importantly, it has more meaning today, because we are now embroiled in multiple wars because of Joe Biden. We got to move on, or I'm not going to be able to get through this. Well, let me say this. They wrote this about this song. One of the most recognizable anti-war anthems of the last 50 years, Starr's version of War is as direct as it is soulful. While it came to prominence in the Vietnam War era, other artists have found its sentiments to be timeless, most notably as part of Bruce Springsteen's 1984 tour, Born in the USA, the title track becoming an immensely popular protest song in its own right. Anyway, I'm not going to have time to play another clip, but here's what I'm going to tell you. Leading into the next segment, I'm going to play a couple of songs that I think are meaningful to me. And again, most of them speak to the times that they were going through. And they have significant meaning. I think people will be able to relate to it. And one of them is Sam Cooke's song, A Change Is Gonna Come. I did not realize all the things behind that song until I read this about it. I knew the song. I joke about it all the time because one of my buddies said, because it was I Was Born by the River in a Little Tent. And one time friends of ours were with us, a guy named Eddie, and my brother was singing that song. And Eddie, who's a white guy, said, when my brother said I was born by the river, Eddie said, well, you must have fell in the mud. And everybody started laughing. And I made it part of my comedy routine, but it was legit that we just laughed about race back then. We got a lot to talk about. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a
great Sam Cooke. Oh my goodness. They said when he heard the song Blowing in the Wind by Bob Dylan, he wondered why it took a white man to talk about segregation when it was a black people who were suffering. And in an incident where his wife, bandmates, and he were refused accommodation at a motel, Sam Cooke was compelled to write this song. This song was released only after his death, and Sam Cooke only performed the song once in his life. Nonetheless, It has been listed as the most influential protest song for the civil rights movement in America. The song contains the lyrics, "I go to the movie and I go downtown and somebody keeps telling me," here it is right here, "don't hang around." The song that talked about the segregation and racism that black people faced now lives on in the memory of the people. The song was added to the National Recording Registry in 2007. It was contributed to an album called The Star Salute Dr. Martin Luther King, which is Reverend Martin Luther King, which collected funds for the civil rights organization, the SCLC, which is nothing more than a communist front. Anyway, that was what Sam Cooke brought with that amazing voice of his. And it's funny, when my brother, when I was younger, first played me Sam Cooke, I remember thinking, what's the big deal? But as I've aged and I appreciate voice quality and texture, guy was unbelievably talented. Wow. Here's another person, one of my favorite artists. All kinds of range, really helped Motown. But again, during this era when the Sam Cookes of the world were coming along and they were protesting legitimate stuff, you can feel the angst. It's raw and it's real. Now these kids are, you know, with the hip-hop stuff, you know, talking about, I don't know what your beef would be, but what are you upset about? Not much to be upset about. And Sam Cooke would look at this world today, I'm talking about the progress that's been made, and he would say, I mean, what would he write today? What would Dylan write today? What would Joni Mitchell and some of these other artists who were, you know, at the forefront of these various movements and watching and witnessing what was really happening, legitimate things of America, what would they be writing about today? I think they would be writing about us. Anyway, here's one of my favorite artists, and he wrote a song that has to be, again, one of the most iconic songs. It did make the list, one of the lists. It didn't make all of them. And again, you go and you Google iconic songs or songs that changed America, whatever, and you're going to get multiple lists. Some of them will have bleed over. They have a couple of people, you know, that are on the same thing, but and others are just maybe more personal. This is one that I think should be on every list, and it's Marvin Gaye.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we
great song. That strain in the voice.
Pick it light, sunstruck, and pick it sad, sunstruck. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Great song.
Yeah, what's going on?
That voice. I know a little bit about this song in the sense that I know Marvin, this song was so important to him. He came in and something had happened societally, and he came in, he said to Barry, I got to record this song. And the Funk Brothers, who did all the beats for practically every song in Motown, happened to be in the studio. And Barry was like, what's so important, Marvin? He's like, I just got to do this song. It was so important. He wanted to speak out. And Berry Gordy didn't want to do these types of songs. He was like, man, let's just do feel-good, you know, songs. And Marvin was like, no, we're doing this song. And they did it. And, of course, it became wildly popular. I mean, and rightfully so. The lyrics in that song are just amazing. And it's simplistic. Was it Mother, Mother? far too many of you crying. I mean, brother, 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 far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring love in here. I mean, just, oh, just goes through me when I hear it. Here's one that's one of my favorites. It didn't make the list. And as I mentioned before, you know, James Brown should have been on that list. Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror, I think should be on that list. We Are the World is that song they put everybody together. That should be on the list. There should be a lot of others. But here's one from one of my favorite singers, Teddy Pendergrass. And it's along the same lines. Now, he was with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes when they recorded this. But essentially, the song is, the world won't get no better unless it's up to you and me. Unless it's up to you and me. He's saying, don't wait on it. Make it happen. Anyway, here's Teddy Pendergrass, one of my favorite singers. The guy just had that iconic, soulful voice. It was just in his regular voice. But anyway, the world won't get no better.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way.
Is that true today?
Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Is that the truth?
The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, yeah, just you and me. All the doctors make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we can do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time.
All we gotta do is really try to solve problems, right?
The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Change it, just you and me.
There you have it, folks. There you have it. The world ain't gonna get no better unless we change it. Great lyrics. And look, there's so many other songs we could have done, and I goofed off. My producers are like, we had a whole slate. I know we had a whole slate of songs, but we got the ones in that I wanted. There's another song I love. It's by Robert Palmer. If you get a chance, you should check it out. It's called Every Kind of People. And the lyrics are, it takes every kind of people to make what life's about. These are, again, personal favorites because these are songs that sort of changed my view. I didn't change my view. They made me think more introspectively about who I am. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.